This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. The city of Thornton almost touched off a modern-day water war when it bought thousands of acres in northern Colorado for the water rights back in the 1980s. Now it's considering selling some back for flood control purposes. Here now to talk about this is Jeff Nuttall, publisher of the Northern Colorado Business Report. So, Jeff, lots of people in the northern part of the state have been thinking about flood control this year with all the rain we've been having. But there are longstanding plans to protect properties along Box Elder Creek from damage. What's the latest with those plans?
Well, Erin, the Box Elder Basin Regional Stormwater Authority, its official name, has been working since 2008 on improvements along the creek to reduce potential damage in the event of a 100-year flood. It's now looking at a 300-acre property east of I-25 and a few miles north of Fort Collins as a possible site for temporary floodwater storage.
And isn't that the area where Thornton bought up some farms to secure water rights for the city?
Yes, it is. Back in the 1980s, the move was seen as a serious water grab and helped propel plans for NISP, the Northern Integrated Supply Project, forward, basically to prevent what critics call buy-and-dry acquisitions. But the land the Box Elder Authority wants to purchase from Thornton is still in agricultural use, as are most of the properties owned by the city.
Well, is Thornton willing to sell that land to the authority?
Well, our conversations with the city manager of Thornton indicate that they wouldn't be opposed to it. Jack Etheridge said the city's ultimate plan has always been to sell the properties and that they want to transfer their land holdings in the best possible way to support the region's economy.
So if the Box Elder Authority does buy that land, what will happen to it?
The plan is to construct a flood storage facility that could temporarily hold up to 1,700 acre-feet of water. That's a lot of water, but part of the authority's mission is to help take land out of the flood zone to facilitate future development. The authority was formed by the town of Wellington, but the improvements would naturally help out towns downstream as well, including Timnath.
So do we know how much a facility like this would cost?
No, not yet. The authority hasn't finalized a budget for this part of the project, but the entire Box Elder project is estimated to cost about $10.5 million.
So what are some other facets of the Box Elder project?
They also planned an east side storage facility just east of I-25. For about 6 months now, the authority has been focusing on establishing the 200-plus acre facility at the 1,000-acre Agricultural Research, Development, and Education Center south of County Road 56, which is owned by CSU.
Well, what has been CSU's reaction to that plan?
Not as positive as Thornton's, actually. The Box Elder proposal to construct an earthen dam along County Road 50 to catch flood water and release it slowly after a major flood event would likely disrupt ag research being conducted at the center. CSU is particularly concerned about the effect on cattle grazing and crop operations. They haven't ruled out allowing the facility somewhere at the ARDEC, but they have asked the authority to explore other options. On the other hand, the authority wants to have the site secured by the first half of next year, so I guess we'll just have to see what happens next.
Well, we'll look forward to following the story with you as it develops.
Excellent.
Jeff Nuttall is the publisher of the Northern Colorado Business Report. You can read more about the Box Elder Stormwater Authority in tomorrow's edition.